What do you do first thing in the morning? How do you prepare yourself for the day? There are many things we put on every morning, mostly on the outside. Today, let's think about some things we need to put on inside ourselves as we begin each homeschool day. Welcome to the Rest in the Homeschool Trench podcast, a place for homeschool mamas seeking to cultivate victorious rest in the midst of daily homeschool battles. I'm your host, Amy Smith, and I want to offer hope that in Jesus, we can experience victorious rest. What do you do first in the morning? If I were playing the TV game show Family Feud, my response to this question would be, make coffee. And I would expect it to be a high percentage of people who responded, the first thing they do in the morning is make coffee. Now, if you're a homeschool mom, it's quite likely that you're going to make your coffee first thing in the morning, and then you're going to repeatedly reheat it throughout the day, unless you have a great Yeti that's going to keep it warm for you, and you can continue drinking on it as you're distracted by all the things that come along with daily homeschool life for a homeschool mom. By the way, I've got a random story for you. Recently, my husband and I were asked to be the older couple guest speakers for a young married couple's small group with our church. Well, at first, kind of took me aback that we were the older couple, but when we got there, I realized these young married couples aren't that much older than our own children. So, yes, we are the older married couple. But it became very obvious as we were having conversations with some of these young adults. A couple of the girls were talking about their water bottles and what they really like about the straw and whether you can sip and how you can wash it. And as we continued on this conversation about what everybody likes in their water bottle, one of the young men looked at my husband and said, I guess you had one of the original Stanleys before they were cool. We were like, wait a minute. I think this might be an insult on our age, but I'm not really sure. But we went back and looked. Stanleys have been around since 1913. We might be the older couple, but we haven't been around nearly that long. But anyway, let's go back to the first thing in the morning. For me, what I do first thing in the morning is I get up, go to the kitchen, start water to boil for my coffee. Yes, I'm a make coffee first in the morning, and my preference is French press. So while the coffee is getting started, I unload the dishwasher. Then I sit down with my coffee, my Bible, and I have my devotion time. Now, I'm in a season where my kids are older, and I do actually drink the entire cup of coffee, and I am able to focus on my Bible reading pretty much every morning these days. I know many of you are not in that season, and it's okay. But we all do something first in the morning. We also put some things on every day. So what are some of the things that you put on every morning? At a recent women's retreat, we were talking about this question, and ladies started sharing ideas like they put on their deodorant, put on lotion or makeup and jewelry. And I actually had to laugh that it took a while before somebody talked about putting on clothes. Then we talked about how on different days, the clothing that we wear is going to be different based on what we're doing. It might be different based on our job, or for homeschool moms, it might be different based on if it's a day that we're going to co-op or different activities, or a day maybe we're working a part-time job, or a day that we're staying home. But these are all the external things that we put on every day. Another question for us to consider is, what do we put on internally every morning? Moms, if we don't choose to put on the right things spiritually every day, our homeschool days are going to crash and burn. I've been there and done that way too many times to count. Think about it. When was your last really bad homeschool day? Had you prepared yourself for it? You know, when we think about a bad homeschool day, our definitions of a bad day could be very different. And even in our own home, from one day to the next, Our definition of a bad day might include different levels of badness, but we all have them. We all have bad homeschool days. On some of these days, Mom, you're able to stay in a place of peace, regardless of the mess that's going on around you. But then if we're honest, on other bad days, we enter the chaos with our kids. It's on those days that we enter the chaos, I think we need to ask ourselves the question, did I prepare myself? Did I put on the things on the inside that I needed to be ready for the chaos of my day? You know, the Bible tells us some things that we need to put on daily. These are things that we need to do to prepare our hearts for the inevitable struggles and the bad days that are going to come. You know, as I've been reading in Colossians lately, I've been thinking about this word to put on. In the Greek, it's the word enduo, and it means to clothe oneself or to sink into. Kind of picture yourself sinking into a big, fluffy sweater or a robe, this clothing that you're able to put on and sink into it. You know, the first place that I've been looking at this word is in Colossians chapter 3, and we've kind of talked about this some in recent episodes. I want to really look at verses 12 through 14 right now. In this, Paul tells us, "So as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving each other. Whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you. Beyond all these things, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity." So in these verses, we're told to put on this new type of a heart that's filled with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience. We're told to bear with each other, to forgive, and to put on a heart of love. These aren't the only things that we're told in Scripture to put on. If we flip over to Ephesians 6:11, we're told to put on, it's that same word, enduo, to clothe ourselves, put on the full armor of God, so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. You know, on these chaotic days, these bad homeschool days, our children aren't our enemy. Our husbands or our extended family are not our enemy. Our enemy is the devil. He's the one who's coming against us. And so as we get ready in the morning, we need to put on our spiritual armor. We need to put on the breastplate of righteousness and the helmet of salvation and all of these other pieces of armor that Paul tells us about in Ephesians chapter 6, so that we're ready for the spiritual battle that's coming. So we're to put on this new heart. We're to put on the full armor. And then there's a couple of other verses that don't use this actual word enduo to put on. But with this idea of putting things on, there's a couple other verses that I pray every morning of things that I need to choose to put on. One of them is out of Isaiah 61:3. And in this verse, we're told that Jesus will give us a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. Now, I know the tendency that my heart has to be pulled to this place of despair or depression. So I know that I need to put on a garment of praise. I need to choose praise over despair. And Isaiah says it's a garment. It's something that I can put on. I can clothe myself with praise. And then there's Psalm 141, verse 3. In this psalm, we actually have a prayer from David where he says, "Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips." When I have this idea of putting something on and I read this verse, I'm reminded that I need to choose to put this guard over my mouth because I know the words that I can speak. I know that sometimes the words coming out of my mouth are not the ones I want to hear, but I have to admit they're coming out of my heart. So I need to choose this guard over my mouth. So in scripture, we can see that every morning we can put on this new heart, a heart of love. We can put on the full spiritual armor that God offers to us in Jesus. We can put on a garment of praise instead of despair. And we can choose to put a guard over our mouth. But I think it's really important for us at this point to remember what we've been talking about in the past few episodes out of the book of Colossians. In this book, Paul has this overarching theme of a focus on Jesus. It's his work in us. It's not about our efforts. So if we think about putting all of these things on, it's easy for us to shift back to a works-based mentality that I have to do things right. That's not the heart behind this. I think we need to repeat, it's not about my efforts. It's about trusting Jesus to do these things in me. But we do have to make the choice every morning to put on all of these things. Now, as a task-oriented person, this kind of leaves me personally in a place of tension. How am I supposed to put these things on if it's not my effort? Well, going back to Colossians 3, I want to repeat the verses that we started a few episodes ago in the episode title, Is Your Homeschool United in Love? Because I started off today talking about putting on this heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. That's Colossians 3, verses 12 through 14. But if we go to the very next verse, verse 15, says to let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. And verse 16 says, let the word of Christ richly dwell within you. You know, since I spend time teaching my children English grammar, I look at those verbs. I see the difference in active and passive verbs. We actively choose to put these things on, but passively we let Jesus do something in us. How do we come to this place every morning to let him do his work in us? I think looking at Colossians 3, 15 through 17, I see four things that we need to do every morning. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. If we flip over to Philippians 4, 6, and 7, just like we looked at in the Is Your Homeschool United in Love episode, we know that we do this through prayer, by letting all of our worries become our prayers. If we're worried about something, we make our request known to God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. That's talking about prayer. Just talking to the Lord about what's going on in our hearts and our lives. Within Colossians 3, 16 says to let the word of Christ richly dwell within you. That's the Bible. We need to be in God's word. We need to somehow have his word in front of us and in our minds throughout the day. In Colossians 3, it goes on to talk about with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. It's this worship. It's a heart of worship. I'm reminded of Psalm 34:3 that says, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Think about a magnifying glass. As you look through a magnifying glass, that object you're looking at appears bigger. It's the same in worship. When we choose to magnify God, he appears bigger than our problems. It's all a matter of our perspective. And then the fourth thing we need to do every morning is to be thankful. Colossians 3:17 says, to do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. So say these four things that we need to do as moms every morning. Prayer, Bible, worship, and thanksgiving. And by doing those things, we can allow Jesus to change our hearts so that we're able to put on this new heart, the full armor of God, a garment of praise, and a guard over our mouths so that we're ready for the day. Now, I want to stop right here and just pause for a moment for those of you, especially who have younger children. I want you to know God has abundant grace, I think especially for young moms. You know, I'm in a season that I can drink my full cup of coffee. I'm in a season where I'm able to spend focused time in God's word and prayer. But many of you aren't there in this season. I haven't always been here. There were years that my mornings were just one distraction after another. God gets it. He understands where you are. But you can do something to focus your heart on Jesus. Turn on some worship music. Keep it playing in the background as you're taking care of your babies. Write a Bible verse on a little card and stick it up in your kitchen window or on the fridge or somewhere you're going to see it. And just keep looking at it throughout the day to keep God's word front in your mind. Download a Bible app and listen to the Bible on audio. Read a children's Bible story with your kids. You know, the truth of God's word shines through those children's stories for our hearts just as much as for our children. Spend some time keeping a journal of thanks with your children. Spend time focused on Thanksgiving together. And just take a moment every morning and pray and choose to put these things on and ask God to help you. The one step I want to leave you with today is to make your plan for the morning, or spend a minute revising your plan. What can you do first every morning to put on these things that the Bible says is going to make a difference in your day? What can you do to focus on Jesus? I hope you'll join me next time as we continue cultivating restful hearts so that we as moms can lead our families to a restful homeschool. Until then, I pray that God gives you an idea today of how you can focus on Him first in prayer, Bible, worship, and Thanksgiving, so that you can put on all these things in your heart that are going to help make all the difference in how you respond on your messy homeschool days.